everybody?
What's good, family?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of your hosts, and so is my husband. Tell him who you are.
I'm the other host, Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book, Marcus Tanksley.
Yes, my husband of 13 years, y'all. In like 5 days.
Yeah.
That's where we at right now. No, maybe 4 days. That's what we've been doing. If this is your first time tuning in to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, first of all, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, family.
We appreciate you coming over here. However you got here, we thoroughly appreciate it. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and rate and review us. Tell us how much you enjoyed this episode. If you didn't enjoy us, lie and say you enjoyed it and give us a 5-star rating. It makes us more discoverable.
Yeah, then you can come on and leave your comment about how much you didn't like it, and I'll just clap back at you.
He's not going to do it. He got other things to do. You can also watch the episode on YouTube, and if you're watching, you would see our producer, my youngest child, our youngest child, Amar.
He's a slumlord.
Yes, he's our landlord, slumlord, and he's ready to collect his rent payment. But anyways, we are a weekly podcast where we talk about all the things, a lot of things dealing with family, relationships, current events, politics sometimes, just whatever's on our mind, and sometimes what's on your mind, because we do take audience suggestions.
Yes, we do.
We want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon.
What's up, family? Thank y'all for tuning in.
They are, some of them are watching us live right now. We're able to see their comments, so this becomes more of a dialogue.
Yeah, instead, you will hear us commenting to them throughout.
So if you would like to be able to watch this live, you can join our Patreon for the low low of $5, a 16 cent a day. Okay? 16 cent a day at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. All right, we'll give them all of our links and Instagrams and stuff all like that. Jazz. We'll do that a little bit later. But I do want to always start off the episode giving a huge shout out to my husband's product. Man, shit.
Oh. I know he was going there already.
Big tell him about it.
Man, shit is 100% made by me, 100% natural beard and body butter. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com and see the product that I have up. Again, I'm going to start adding. No, I'm not. I am going to start adding some more posts to Instagram. But right now, I got 3, 4, 5, maybe 5 posts up right now at Instagram at GetManShit. Again, you can go to manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. It's 100% natural beard and body butter that I make myself. Thank everyone for your support. Thank for everyone for the feedback and all the positive things and everything you've been telling me and how it's been helping people so tremendously. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, look at you. And another huge shout out to our two sponsors today.
Y'all.
Thank you so much to Magic Spoon and Better Help. We will tell you more about them later on in the episode, but we just appreciate our sponsors who are helping make this podcast happen. They're the reason why we'll be able to have editors to make the upload and the pushing out and distributing of this podcast even easier for me, because the landlord wants it, right?
Absolutely.
The landlord wants it. This baby is over here on the microphone.
He is. He's a slumlord, I'm trying to tell y'all. He walking around with his tank top on.
Yes.
His A shirt.
Yes. And good job. Good job, you guys.
And it's stained up with a cigarette in his mouth, and he's got a beer belly. This is let you know the type of slumlord we're dealing with.
His
arms is always out, y'all.
We're going to talk real quick about what has got us in our feelings. This is one of our first segments that we like to do. We like to tell people what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way this week. Or in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And this one is a hard category for me to answer to, so I'm just going to tell them the backstory. I hope you're okay with this. My husband has been growing a whole lot.
Oh, my God.
Is this good for them to hear? It's good for them to hear. You know, the world is becoming more and more...
conscious.
And progressive.
Yeah, progressive. Yeah.
So... you know, we are no longer subscribing to a world where you can just say whatever you want and not really think about what that means, right? So, you know, a lot of us grew up in a time where there were certain phrases that we could say. And while if you sit there and think about it, you realize,
It's not really.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying it. Maybe I shouldn't. In the especially like in 2020 for real, where people ain't about that. They ain't about like, oh, just because it's history.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is. Yeah, people are like putting their foot down. They're like, no.
Don't stop saying it.
Stop saying it. Cut it out.
Right. So, anyways, Marcus and I just recently, last week, participated in the Love Hour Conference. Hopefully, you guys were able to check it out. It was really good, thrown by Melissa Fredericks and Kevin Fredericks. And Marcus, who, like I said, has had major growth in as far as in trying to be more conscious about the words that he says.
Yes, I am.
And he happened to say within our panel...
25 years I've been using this phrase.
I mean, so have I. Listen, so have I, so, and I have to catch myself as well. So most of you all probably know that at one point in time, the tank tops that men...
Or a shirt.
Wear under their...
Dress shirts or t-shirts.
Yes, it's like the white, it's ribbed. It, you know, like I said, it's like a tank top. For a long time, people called those wife beaters. Yes. And
everybody knows. Yeah, people were putting it on Patreon. I already knew the type of shirt we was going to just by the description. That's what they were called. That's just people, you know, back in the day it was funny that people called it that. It was like, "Oh yeah,
why?" Back when we were growing up. It was funny. I'm pretty sure
and the name stuck.
But listen, no, I'm pretty sure prior to us growing up, it wasn't funny.
No.
Because it got its name from the fact that you would see men who were abusing their wives, literally beating their wives.
It was commonly known, as somebody in the comments just said, Shay was saying, everybody on Cops, the show Cops was big, and everybody that they had domestic disputes out of had on one of those shirts.
Had on these A-shirts.
The official name by, I believe, Hanes and Fruit of the Loom is called an A-shirt.
Right.
Other people refer to it as a tank top.
Right. So,
we was on the conference.
We were on the conference, and Marcus was just literally talking about what he finds me appealing in. Like, when he's like, she don't have to wear lingerie.
Yeah, a lot of guys, yeah, how, you know, men ain't, we don't need lingerie and all that. You could just have on, and I said, wife beater.
He was like, she can have on a wife beater.
And I just kept talking.
He kept talking. So then when I muted our microphone, I was like.
She should have corrected me while it wasn't muted, just so I could correct it.
No, I didn't want to draw any attention to it because I will say that we, with the Love Hour Conference, probably a lot of the community that we were speaking to probably still calls it a wife beater.
However, there is our communities of people out there would be offensive.
Yeah, there were.
And we all know cancel culture is alive and well.
But no, what was your remedy? I want y'all to hear the remedy to
it. Don't worry about the remedy, ain't you? God dang. Fact of the matter is, we got past it.
Yeah, we did good. You tell him the remedy.
I don't even remember what it was.
He said, okay, so if we don't call the wife beater, what about bitch beater? Because that can be either a man or a woman. A bitch is not just feminine.
Completely ignoring the domestic violence of it.
I was like, I think it's the domestic.
Can I call it that?
The domestic violence is still there.
They were like, no.
Yeah. Patreon was like, no. But anyways, it didn't have me feeling no type of way because I knew that my husband in his statement just wasn't thinking about like. Like when we used to use it back in the day,
we just called it a beater.
Yeah, a lot of people called it, but like we're not thinking about like I remember Marcus had to correct. He's had to correct me several times off of using. I'd be like, I got gypped.
He's like, yeah, you can't say gypped.
I'd be like, that why can't I say gypped? And he's like,
and I explained to it like you know. When, you know, colonists were traveling and people would get ripped off when they go to all these different cultures and they say, oh, that like the term gypsy, which is also racist, is like, I got gypped. I got taken advantage of. I was like, yeah, you can't say gypped. And I was shocked that they had to explain that to him. I'm like, you don't know that?
I had no idea that gypsy was a racial slur and that gypped came from the word gypsy. I didn't know that they had anything to do with each other. So, I know, like, obviously, words are can just be words. Yeah.
And a lot of people using these phrases have no idea.
Right.
What they mean, like a guy at work, who, yeah, he probably is racist and don't know it. But he said a phrase one day, he said googly goo. And somebody corrected him was like, you cannot say that. He was like, what? And when he said googly goo, he was just like, oh, this whole thing just got all messed up. So somebody had to explain to him the term gook is extremely racial. It was used during the Vietnam War. And that's how I describe the Vietnamese people as gooks. It's like, that's a very racial term. You cannot use that. And he came to me, being one of the only minorities. He's like, would you find that offensive? I said, knowing that, absolutely it's offensive. I knew that before then. The fact that you use that phrase is like a 50s phrase. I don't know why you would use that anyway. Just, you know, I find it funny that you found that you use that phrase, period.
Right. It's just
like, who says that? Like, that word, that phrase anyway. That's a little Google. That thingamajig over there. Like, what?
But that's crazy that he would ask you if you would be offended.
Well, he was just bringing the story up. We were talking about offensive words. And he was just like, did you know that?
Oh,
like,
okay.
That word, I was like, yeah, I would know. I wouldn't expect the, like, everyday person to know that. But in this day and age, you have no idea what you're saying.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't get I don't get in a big, like, oh, can't say this, can't say that, because a whole lot of people in the construction industry, and I'm going to use air quotations, are getting they're getting frustrated that they can't say so many things that they used to say. And in the construction industry, you could imagine the type of people that I'm surrounded by.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, you can't say that. Everybody's so sensitive. It's like, you know, even with the changing of the whole, you know, all the NFL and all the name brand cereals and stuff we're using, people are taking down those little, all these stereotypes. And I was like, to one guy, I was like, why don't they have a team called the Fighting Whiteys? And he just looked at me weird. I was like, yeah, it sounds a little.
I feel like there is a team, not a national team, but there's a high school team that they're
no, there was a guy that I knew was they had a baseball league, like a local baseball league, and they had there was a bunch of Latino guys, and they had the mascot was a white guy in a tank top, and they called themselves the Fighting Whiteys, and the organization didn't like it. But they was like, well, everybody, you like the Braves, you like the Chiefs, you like the Indians, the Redskins, oh my God. It's like, why can't we use the Fighting Whiteys?
So I definitely can understand coming from a place of privilege. Not that I can't, while black women a lot of times are at the bottom of the totem pole, I can say as a Christian heterosexual that I have still a place of privilege. So yes, in some of that I want to be like, I mean, I ain't out here beating up people. I ain't out here, you know, taking folks' money. But at the same time, if I want people to take my concerns seriously, as a black woman, I have to be able to reciprocate that. Obviously, it's so much easier just to do what we used to doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, change is hard, but change is needed on all levels in order to be able to live in a world where everybody is treated equal. What?
The mouse.
He's like a gnat. I know you're listening, but we're doing a podcast.
I was going to explain to the people what it
tell was. Tell them.
This iMac, was it called an iMac or iBook?
iMac.
I didn't realize the mouse was a touch mouse, so you can just touch and scroll on the screen.
Yeah, that's why I be over here looking silly. You remember what I was doing? Oh, our slumlord is back.
Oh my God, y'all. This boy.
Our slumlord is back.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings, because since we went all off on my growth.
I told you how you helped me grow too.
Anyway, no, my y'all, I had some all my wisdom teeth are in. When I came going through high school, all my wisdom teeth came in. I had I had the flu for like 2 weeks when they were coming in and cutting through. Anyway, so they in. I pretty much ignore them. Every now and then I'll bite the side of my jaw. Not enough to where I feel like I need to go to the dentist and get everything cut out and go through that whole fiasco, because I've seen people go through that. I don't have to do that. But I had one that broke. So like half of the wisdom tooth is in. This was like sometime last year, sitting home. I was sitting in traffic, eating my trail mix, and I came across something a little too crunchy. I think I ate like more than half of the piece that broke off.
Oh.
But anyway, so now I got this tooth over here. On the top right side, top left side. uh-huh. all the way in the back, and it has like a couple of sharp edges. Mm-hmm. But so because that gum is like has been exposed now, it's not as sensitive as it used to be. But I try not to chew on that side as much, like hard stuff. Uh huh. But yesterday, I accidentally bit the side of my jaw. I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
I was wondering.
But in the very back, when you bite, I don't know, this happens to me. When you bite the side of your jaw, it swells up a little bit. That causes you to continue to
bite the side of your jaw.
So now I got to stay away from that side altogether. And just talking, I can feel my tooth rubbing that swollen part, and it's driving me crazy. And now I'm to the point to where, you know what, let's get these goddamn things cut out. Or at least that one taken out. Uh-huh. The rest of it anyway. But that's got me in my feelings, because it's annoying. As much as I like to eat, y'all, I love eating, and that is really annoying the crap out of me.
I can only imagine, and I can't wait till we can get you to IJ for her to pull the rest of that goddamn tooth out.
Yeah.
Because they can't be nice. They can't. I got one. I have a wisdom tooth that's been poking through my gums majority of my life that won't come all the way out. There's still gum sitting on top of it. Oh, we can get it out. I know it can come out. It's just
oh, it ain't growing all the way out.
Yes, it just stays right under. It's like part of it is up above the gum and part of it is below the gum. It's so irritating. Now, I know I'm supposed to talk about what's got me feeling good, but I am going to tell you again another thing that's got me feeling some type of way. School is fastly approaching. And I still don't know what I'm going to do. I just had this very long, unproductive conversation with a friend of ours that substitute teaches that I was going to see about hiring as a tutor. But it already sounded like she be out here in these streets too much. And she wants probably something more consistent. But trying to figure out the solution for the twins, like I said, little Marcus, I'm not worried about because he can... focus on himself. He can focus for himself. But the twins, however, they will need assistance from an adult while doing virtual classes. I'm not sure if I didn't say this already, but LAUSD has already declared that we will be 100% remote.
Yes.
For the beginning of the school
year.
At least
for the beginning.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we won't make it back to the classrooms before the end of 2020. I just don't see that happening in a safe way. And LAUSD is not about to be out here dealing with lawsuits for sending kids back to school too early. So my brain is already over there, which I'm glad that I'm not waiting until we get too close. So that's kind of got me feeling good that I'm already over there in my mind. I was telling Marcus next weekend we're going to be getting a big dumpster, and we're going to be.
That's always my go-to.
Y'all. He loves a good big dumpster.
Like, let's order us a massive dumpster and just start throwing. We ain't got to organize nothing. Just throw it away. Out.
So the kids' room, we're getting rid of. We're probably going to get rid of most of their toys because they don't play with them, and that's fine. Things. We're going to be getting rid of their dressers, putting in sleeker dressers, and then making their room a little more classroom friendly because my mom still lives with us, and I have no problem with her staying here, but because she lives with us, we're not going to be converting her room to their classroom, and they honestly have enough room in their bedroom for us to turn it into a classroom.
They got quite a bit of room in there,
so I just have to take the time to clean it out, put the toys in a certain place. Mm-hmm. And have an area for them to be able to learn. But I am a little bit like, because I work during the day. And I'm not sure how long they're going to have them in class. Like if it's going to be 2-hour days, 3-hour days. Because it's
like a full day. You know, they'll try to just make it the same.
Yeah.
And just try to make them go all day like they were doing before it ended. Now they have a little bit more to go off of. They had some research to do. Because before it was like, school starts at this time and at this time. That's how long your child's going to be in front of the computer. I'm like, that's a long time to be in front of a goddamn screen.
Yeah, and you can't expect that from 5-year-olds.
You can't expect they're that from grown people. I struggle.
Right. It actually will be not beneficial to 5-year-olds to have them in front of a screen. So I also know that some of the active activities that they're going to want them to do away from the screen are going to be on our responsibility to do. And I just have Marcus works, I work home and I just have too many responsibilities to think that every day I can devote to it, especially with Amar as well. I'm already juggling Amar in work. He be in my seat breastfeeding and doing all, well, in my lap, excuse me, breastfeeding. So trying to like work with kids, making art projects and stuff. I mean, this is why I'm grateful for the fact that we're getting an editor.
Frees us up a little bit.
Yes. Definitely you up. We'll have two editors, one that's editing my lifestyle content that you all will be getting soon on the That Chick Angel TV YouTube channel, and then as well as someone editing these podcasts. So that's got me feeling some type of way. Not good yet. I know one day I'm going to feel good about it once we have this figured out. But currently, I'm like, how are we going to do this? So, yeah, that's anything got you feeling good?
Yeah, getting all the stuff kicked off.
You feeling good about it?
Yeah. I'm getting there.
You getting there?
Yeah, because every time I hear editor, I'm just like, that's money out the pocket.
It is, but as you make money, you got to spend money.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, you know, I ain't got no problem spending money on to make things better.
Yeah.
I'm probably quicker to do that than you.
You're right. I'll be over here like, nope, we're going to hold on to this. Me and Marcus have a production meeting. Hope you remember tomorrow.
Yeah.
For his stuff that we're hoping to have start production in. I don't know when we'll come up with a game plan of when we plan on launching, but we'll have a production meeting about his stuff. So that does feel good. That does feel good to get that moving.
All right, let's get it going.
All right. So first, let's give a shout out to our very first sponsor of the episode.
Yes.
Magic Spoon.
Let me tell y'all what a blessing Magic Spoon is. As y'all know, I get sick and tired of waiting on Angel to have something ready when I get off work. Because by the time I get home, I don't know what it is. I could eat right before I leave work. But by the time I get home, I am just, it's like famine. Like I am like... Anything I see, I want to throw down my throat. She'd be like, well, I'm gonna cook. And then cooking don't happen until 9:30 at night. So what I love to do is just grab me. Y'all know I love me a good bowl of cereal.
Of cereal.
And Magic Spoon lets me eat that cereal without any guilt.
Yes.
Because it's actually a lot healthier.
So let me tell you things about Magic Spoon.
It's so good.
It's zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving, which is great because y'all know a lot of times cereal might as well be candy with the amount of sugar and carbs that are in a lot of cereals.
How much sugar again?
It's only zero.
Y'all hear that?
Nada. No sugar. They have 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And I have to agree with our friend Kev on stage. Blueberry is my favorite.
Y'all, that blueberry.
It's good.
That blueberry. I think I got a bowl and a half in before the box was empty. Because I was using an extremely large bowl. But that's what I do.
It tastes amazing and honestly too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. The thing about it is that I used to love waking up at 3 a.m. This is back when my metabolism was a lot faster and eat a bowl of cereal. But I had to stop that because I was like, I might as well be waking up and eating a Snickers. But now I can do that. If I feel like it, I can get up and eat me a bowl of Magic Spoon and be okay with it. Because sometimes you just be hungry at 3 a.m. So we would love for you to go to magicspoon.com/argue to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code argue at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund you your money. No questions asked.
Again, that's magicspoon.com/argue and use the promo code ARGUE.
Are you?
For free shipping.
We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.
So much, Magic Spoon.
And again, you all listeners, know that when you check out our sponsors, you are helping to support the podcast. So if you're a person who has kids or you like cereal, give Magic Spoon a try. All right. So now we are going to jump into our topic of the day. So as we said, Marcus and I just celebrated our 13 year anniversary. How does it feel to be married for that long? How does that feel, babe?
You know me, I don't have, it don't feel any particular way. It's like, this is what we doing. it ain't like I'm, you know, holding my chest out and holding the trophy up like, yeah, 13. It's like, yeah, it's 13.
Yeah.
I guess coming from me, because I, you know, my parents, before my dad passed away, it was 46 years in the game.
I'm 46.
And it's just like, yeah, 13, yeah. That's all right.
When you going to feel like, yeah, poke your chest out? What number?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that's happily married that does that. I could see if it was like, felt like an accomplishment, like, yo, you know, we fighting to stay together.
I poke my chest out, sir. So,
do you?
Yeah, you know, all someone. Right. Every year we tack on. I'm like, yeah! You know why?
Yeah, I mean, definitely feels like a each one feels like a milestone. Yeah. Like each anniversary.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, the reason why I get so like, yeah, about it is, Kat, even though we're not fighting to stay together, we are beating the odds.
Yeah, that's I was going to get to that, you know, after you know, said your whole spiel. Now, I do like to boast when they down marriage or downplay marriage, or, you know, that culture of people that don't hype up marriage the way. And it's like I said recently, I don't know, I think I said it on the Love Hour, when I was like, you know, only in the black community do you hear people talking about how they're not going to get married, or they downplay marriage, or, you know, any other culture that's just like, yeah, I'm going to get married. That's not something that they like throw in the gutter or just like, ah. Right. Marriage, who wants it? Don't nobody want to get married. I mean, you do hear individuals say it, you know, every now and then, but it seems like it's a really big thing in the black community, which I completely disagree with. Because that's how a lot of people find out all the things that they are capable of, or they are able to accomplish a whole lot more, because they have that partnership and somebody that can make them better. And, you know, everybody else is just like, yeah, that's going to happen. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen, or... Yeah, I never got that. I don't understand. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if that's one of those things where it's one of those things that it's programmed in them, you know? It's like the same as like the color division, you know, the light skin and dark skin type thing, you know, that's just, it was programmed into us like 300 years ago, and it's still working to today. It's like, well, tell them not to get married, or tell them they shouldn't be together. I don't know where that came from, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the whole don't get married or this. Even the guys, like a lot of...
I think you get that a lot more from guys, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You get it from women, like... At a lot of points, you get it. I do hear women saying it because they, you know, they feel like they have to be this whole... A lot of women believe, or at least it seems like women, when they say, oh, you hear the whole thing of, I don't need a man. You know, I'm a strong woman by myself. I don't need a man. I can do this. I can do that. And that seems to be boasted a lot, too, which I don't feel like a majority of women feel like it. But that's when you hear that, you know, strong black woman, or, you know, girl power. It seems like it's geared toward, but I don't need a man to help me through this. I can do this on my own. It's like, no, you can do that. I ain't saying that's a majority of women, but that seems to be the culture.
I don't think that's directed about marriage. I think that's more a woman saying, I don't need a man. I don't think it's anti-marriage. It's saying, because a lot of times, I think if you look at it.
That seems to be how it's received.
No, I think you don't realize what is put on women in society, that your worth is defined by being able to get married. So that is to the antithesis of that. Not that they don't want to get married. It's that I am not defined by, I can be successful without a man. Where men are defined by their jobs, a lot of time how much money they make. A lot of times it's put on women that we need to have a man in order to be successful. So I don't think it's in a...
But again, I feel like both arguments, I feel like, are one of those things. It's like, when you... Like, yeah, I understand what the women are going through, but it's just like that... now you're starting to see the culture of black love. You're starting to see it more and more. But for a long time, like when I was coming up, you didn't hear people talking about black love, or you didn't hear that whole, you know, come together and the heightening. Granted, we were still coming out of times where, you know, the whole 90s, 80s and 90s videos, actually not the 80s so much, but the 90s videos was all degrading women. But you didn't see that, how do I want to say it?
I don't know.
The encouragement to get married. To start a family, to continue a legacy. Like, you know, recently, you know, you hear a lot of women
Not a lot of women. Yeah. I've heard women argue that, you know, I don't necessarily want to get married, but I do want to have children. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the argument of why they didn't want to be married.
Because it's becoming increasingly harder to get married.
To get married?
Yes. So it's a thing of, I don't have to push off one goal just because this other thing is not coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you going with this? Do you know?
No, I was, well, I initially just started off, as I already said, it is like people seem to be downplaying the whole marriage thing. And like, you know, even coming up, you know, a lot of guys didn't hear that, you know, I'll get married, get you a, you know, a good woman. It was from the old heads, from the older cat, you always heard, oh, you know, you're the ball and chain. You know, when guys are talking in groups, you know, a lot of them wasn't hyping up their marriage or hyping up getting married. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, all the my girlfriend, you know, oh, the wife, you know, oh, yeah, the whole term ball and chain. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, and I never looked at it that way. I never heard my dad talk, even if he did talk like that, I never heard it come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Even my uncles and stuff, like even all the, some of them had some dirt going on earlier on before I was even born, but I never heard them talk like that either. It's just like, you know, that's my wife and this is my family. But media always put it out there like that. Again, I never saw that on other cultures, only on Black cultures.
Okay, so what I wanted to do was talk about our marriage up against seven myths dealing with marriage. I got these seven myths from a website. I'll post the website in the show notes. But looking at it up against the reflection of what our marriage has been over the past 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first myths that is put out there, or that people sometimes have in their head about marriage, whether they are single or in a marriage, is that your true love will know what to do to make you happy.
Uh-huh.
Why you look at me like it? I saw you, it looked like you had like kind of giving me like the almost roll your eye type of thing. Nah. With your mouth. I was just making sure.
Yeah, I tell y'all, I get so much.
He does.
I say so much that I don't actually say, according to Angel.
Listen, because this man does do a whole lot that he don't even admit to. So what do you think about that? Your true love will know what to do to make you happy. I'll go ahead and start, because you just talked a whole bunch, so you can chime in. I have heard a lot of people say, you know, in their marriages that I know are on the rocks, they're like, I'm just not happy. That's why I want to leave. I'm just not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't think anyone should live their life miserable, I sometimes in those conversations begin to question, what are you saying that your happiness is connected to?
Mm-hmm.
Because while my husband does make me happy on a lot of levels, like if you all watch our vlogs, you will have seen that he did the most beautiful like anniversary trip that I could have ever imagined. I was on cloud nine and I greatly appreciate it. I knew that was a way for him to show his love for me, but I would never put the burden of him making me happy.
Yeah.
In order for our marriage to be successful.
Yeah. That's one thing that I heard Angel say before is you can't make someone happy. They have to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like yes. That, and that made a, like, once I heard her say that, I was like, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Like, you can bring additional happiness to my life. Yeah. Absolutely. I always, this is my rule of thumb. Don't make me miserable. That is your charge. Your charge is not to make me happy. Obviously, it's nice if you want to try, but your charge as my husband is don't try to make me miserable. Because a lot of times that does happen in a marriage where the spouse is so toxic that they don't like to see their other person be happy. So yeah. That person could be in a happy place. They could be like, feeling good about where they are mentally, where they are at emotionally, with their other friendships. And because the spouse is toxic, maybe they're jealous, they will purposefully do things to try to make their spouse miserable. And yeah. While I don't charge Marcus if he can't make me happy in a day that I'm feeling like down, I am like, if I am feeling down, or if I'm feeling just okay, or if I'm feeling happy, don't try to come in and just make me feel terrible, because you know those buttons to push. You know those things that make me feel some type of way.
That's just a sign of misery altogether, and y'all need to either work on it or part ways.
Right, right. So that's when I hear my friends that have gone through any type of marital like distress, when I hear them say, I'm just not happy, I automatically question, what are you tying your happiness to? Mm-hmm. And if it is your spouse, you might have given them a responsibility that they were never equipped to do. And it sounds like you have not equipped yourself to do it either. Yeah. And there's the bigger problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have anything else you want to add to
that? No, just to that whole your true love. Because, like, you know, a lot of people live by that or believe that whole thing. It's like you only have one true love.
Mm.
Like that's why marriages work. Because if you had one true love and found that true love, you wouldn't have to work at being, or you wouldn't have to put in work to have a successful marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is going to be work. I don't care who you are. I don't care how happy they seem. They work at that.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, you know, true love, or, you know, everyone's destined to find someone and that one person will be, it ain't one person. It's like, you see who you're compatible with, or hopefully you do the process of dating and meeting people. Y'all can team up and hopefully that works out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's why people end up staying in marriages and don't get out of them even when they should, not realizing they did marry someone that they shouldn't have, or, you know, and when I say shouldn't have, it's like, oh, you're not willing to work on things, or those things just aren't lining up because they have that mindset of, well, you know, you only have one true love. No, that ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to find somebody different to work your things out with.
Listen, if the true love really was a thing, then people would not leave their marriages to be with someone else and to marry them.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty...
Well, married the wrong person. Yeah. But that don't mean you're going to find your true love. You just got to find the next person that hopefully will work.
I mean, there are people who get married with the thought of, this might not work. But a lot of people do get married thinking they're marrying their true love. Right. And sometimes it don't work out. And
that don't mean it was your true love. You got to get out of that mindset.
Right.
That's a myth in itself.
Exactly. So I think sometimes that can trip us up when we try to romanticize it, putting the romance ahead of the actual factual things.
Yeah.
Are we compatible? Do we like each other? Those things.
Yeah, the like romance is things. Like third on the list.
Right.
If you're doing it right.
Right. Point number two. There is one universal path to marriage. That is a myth of marriage.
That's so far
gone. And that,
what is the universal path?
Listen, if there was only one.
I would want to hear, like, or at least where you found these, what do they believe the universal path is? Because I was always one of those people who's like, yeah, you need to date each other, get to know each other for a while, make sure, you know, you're compatible, whatever. Get married, have kids. I know people that have dated for 3 weeks and got married.
And are still and married. Working. Like, for happy. Years. Yeah.
Happy to the point it's like, that ain't real.
Yes. And what's unfortunate, especially for I can only speak from the female perspective because that's who most of my friends are. A lot of times, my friends who want to be married that aren't, that is what keeps them in a single place, is because they have already defined how they feel like a relationship must happen.
Yeah.
And it's just like, baby.
I've heard them define where they feel like a relationship, like the way it needs to happen. Heard them define what the man needs to be before they get married. Because we said it time and time again, a lot of people, you know, they're looking for that Barack, or they used to looking for that Will and Jay. You know, they're looking for this. It's like Barack wasn't Barack when he started dating Michelle back when he was in law school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure Michelle had to put some work in on Barry before he became
right.
what he is now.
Right. And you have to understand that, like, there are so many different ways to meet people, especially nowadays. We ain't in the 40s where, like, technology was very minimal and you only knew the people who grew up in the town with you, and a lot of people did not migrate to other areas of their where they live. We're now in a place. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, and for those people that may be struggling with that or struggling with themselves, they can go to BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is our second sponsor of the podcast, and we greatly thank them. With BetterHelp, there is so much that you can do. Okay. Is there something interfering with your happiness? As my friends were saying, I'm just not happy. Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? A lot of times in your marriage, when you're having issues that might not even be related to your actual marriage, but the other issues that you're having are having an effect on your marriage, you need to be able to go to a professional that can help you with whatever you're dealing with. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, this is not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. So if you live in a very like rural town where you can't get to professional help, you can now because this is a virtual system. The service is available for clients worldwide. You log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as a traditional therapist. For traditional therapy. So the thought of sometimes it's even hard for people to even admit that they need therapy or that therapy is helpful. So once you get to that point where you feel like, yes, I could use therapy, the thought of sometimes sitting in that waiting room and having people look at you can be daunting. So now you don't even have to worry about that because you're able to do it from the comfort of your home. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Praise God for that. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily at https. What is that? The colon. // www.betterhelp.com/reviews. You can visit betterhelp.com/argue. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So that's huge. Again, this special offer for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners, you all get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/argue. I'll tell you that one more time. The listeners of Is This Going to Cause an Argument get a special offer of getting 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue. Kev gonna sue us.
Why? Because we do the repeating. Listen, that was that was you who did it. It wasn't my fault.
The Couch Potato says, me and my husband met on a party line. Been together 11 years, married. Been together 11 years, married 5 in August.
Yeah. A party line.
I don't know if all of y'all know what a party line is.
It's a phone. Party lining on Discord.
Yeah, that's a party line. Right now. Back in the day, you know, they had phone lines that were basically, it's like history repeating itself. Everybody get on the phone and talk. It would just be a bunch of voices, had to figure each other out. True love right there. Mm. That was meant to be.
So, yeah, there is not one universal path.
Ain't no universal path.
Having kids.
I was trying to get an Angel when she was had a boyfriend. Didn't care. I was at A.
Because I'm skate.
I was like, hey, I'm going to hit that, y'all.
Oh! Myth number three.
And I did.
Myth number three. Having kids brings couples closer. Dear God, no.
Nah, that ain't
true. And you know what? I feel like that myth is being debunked more and more. And I don't know why anybody would think adding an extra person will make two people become closer.
Maybe it's in survival, you know? It's like, the only way we're going to get through this is get through it together.
maybe if the extra person is a therapist, like at BetterHelp, but not an extra human being that draws.
Not to say it makes them draw apart, but it definitely. don't know. Maybe some people it might draw them closer together, but that's not like a general, like, hell no.
The actual having of a human being that needs the both of you and takes your attention away from the two of you does not draw you closer together.
No.
It doesn't mean that you can't push through it to become closer mates, but the just having the birthing or the adopting or the whatever you, however you get a child, does not bring you closer together.
I can see how it could for some people, like men that didn't, maybe they didn't want children, or maybe they didn't fully appreciate their wife, and then their wife brought this beautiful child into the world that he's now in love with. He could now see a better appreciation for his wife or the woman of his life or whatever it may be because of that. Like, I'm only speaking in general.
From a guy's point of view.
Yeah, I'm only speaking in general. It's like, you know, guys might not know a particular type of love. You know, he's only had, you know, dated girls or whatever, let him go. Then, you know, one day he gets married still. Oh, maybe a guy that never wanted children. And he finally got a kid from his wife or his girlfriend. It's just like, oh my God, look at what you did for us. Like, what you did for me. You brought this into my life and show a completely better appreciation for a wife. So I'm not going to say that absolutely is a complete myth. Can it happen? I absolutely believe it can happen. I don't think, you know, every single case that's going to happen. I think it can bring people closer together because you now have this relation, or you now have, yeah, you both have this relationship with this being that you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work together.
Yeah.
Whether you're together or not, you still have to work together to raise that child.
Yeah. I definitely think that it might be able to make a man more vulnerable.
I think making him more vulnerable can make him easier to be with, which could bring them closer together.
It could. I can't work. It's so funny. Marcus and I, this is what's going to bring us further apart, is that we have two different types of phones. I cannot operate his Android. I was literally trying to leave our Patreon members who are on here a message and trying to type the letters. It just was like, I don't know what you're typing.
Because you actually need a brain to use an Android. Ooh, I'm just joking. Listen. That was more of a dig at Apple people than you.
I was like, sir.
In general.
All of this is happening and working because of this woman. What I was going to say, I'll just put it inside of the podcast right now. So if anybody wants to be a Patreon member, they can. One of my admins had the greatest idea, but I think it should be on Facebook. I would love for those of you all who are married on my on the Facebook, the private Facebook group that I have for my Patreon members only, for you all to drop where you all met your spouse. So we'll do that on our Facebook page, the Angel Wings Facebook page. One of my admins will hopefully post the post on there, and you all can start adding how you all met so that we can all just see all the various paths that you can get to marriage.
Yeah, Janae, she said she met her husband online.
Mm-hmm.
We married 3 months later,
mm-hmm.
7 years in.
That's
three
beautiful.
Kids, mm-hmm. still together and strong. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
That's great. But kids can complicate things because, listen, think about this.
I think it swings pendulum swings in both directions. Equally.
I think it swings. No, I don't think it's equally at all. I don't. Because here's the reason why. Think about if you end up having a child that's special needs. That is an extra amount of stress.
Yeah, I've seen that split people up.
Yes. So if you are not already in a healthy, put it like this. If you're not in a super healthy and proactive relationship, kids can easily draw you further apart. Because I will say, as healthy as I felt like Marcus and our relationship was, little Marcus drew us further apart. I feel like the twins pulled us back to, well, not the twins, but in the time that we had the twins, that brought us back closer.
So you just contradicted yourself.
No, I'm saying not the twins. I'm saying in that time of our life.
Okay.
It wasn't the twins that drew us back together. I'm saying after we had them, we started to do the work to come back closer.
Mm-hmm.
But little Marcus, I felt like
he
drew us apart because there was still some maturing that I felt like my husband had to go through as a parent to be a better supporter in that. And I, too, had to have some maturing as far as in speaking what I needed instead of just being what they consider stereotypical black woman to be. I don't need nobody. If he ain't going to volunteer, this goes back to your true love will know what to do to make you happy. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I ain't know.
And I wasn't voicing it. So,
But yeah, so I'm not going to say that that is a complete myth, but like you were saying, but like a false myth or anything, I definitely think it can help a marriage, but it can just easily go the other direction and hinder and make two people grow apart.
Okay.
The angel thinks different.
So, differences, this next one, number four, because I'm going to move this on. Differences will ruin your marriage.
No.
I think.
That's supposed to be what attracts you together. Is y'all different? Opposites attract.
If that's the real thing, I don't know right? If that is. I think differences can ruin your marriage if you let them. They don't have to. If you,
it says it's such a broad thing. Like, what do you mean by differences? Like
anything, things that make you all different people. Differences can,
because we have a lot of things
that we do different.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think
Go ahead.
I think it's all about how each spouse views those differences. If I can't appreciate your differences, if I feel like I need to make a chameleon of myself, absolutely, that is going to ruin it. But if I can appreciate you and what you do differently, and actually not just appreciate them, but use them in our marriage to an advantage, then I feel like it does not have to. It does not have to mm-hmm. ruin a marriage. It can make it can make a marriage stronger. But it's just like, you know what? It's just like racism. You know, when people are like, I'm colorblind. And we're like, what? No, who said that was a thing that we needed? Like, why is that? It's a thing of, I can appreciate the fact that you're different than me. I can appreciate the fact that you look different than me. I can appreciate the fact that culturally you came up differently than me. You don't have to have my same culture, even within the black community. You don't have to grow up like every other black person around you in order for me to appreciate your black experience. And the same thing within a marriage. While, yes, there are things that can make you compatible, mm-hmm. that you all have alike, that can sometimes be useful. But a lot of times, if you can't appreciate the differences, then yes, it could, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah, it's like, here's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Angel, is like, what we like to do for fun and to relax are two completely different things.
Yeah.
It's like, I consider relaxing. I like to tinker with my hands, mess around with stuff. That's why I work on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Might do a little something to the house. Just be out in the garage just doing random stuff, to where Angel's relaxing is something completely different. I'd like to jump in the car and go cruising. Most times, Angel doesn't like being in a car unless she's going somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Even, you remember, I used to have a really, like, hard time dealing with how Marcus approached people. I am this, like, you know, a little bit more of a friendly butterfly. I'm not going to make myself seem like the most delicate person.
Nah,
but Marcus was a lot colder than me. Now, it's not that I love it, but I could still appreciate the facts. I could still appreciate the fact that Marcus gives himself the opportunity to, like, make a clear-cut decision. Don't need this person in my life.
Yeah.
Early on. Like, not waste his time. Okay. Not sit here and feel like, oh, everybody deserves my time and the chance for me to get to know them. He's like, trim the fat now. I don't think I'm going to like you. So we're good. And it took me a while to have any type of appreciation for that. And there was a lot of time where I just really wanted him.
Yeah.
To do like I was doing.
She'd be like, maybe it's you. It's like, maybe it is. So I don't need to be in that person's life.
So yeah, I definitely think that as long as you don't allow your ego to get in the way to think that you do everything right, and that anything your spouse does or thinks differently than you is wrong, you can.
Because that wasn't even a voice, like the way she felt how I approach people. I mean, it was said, but it was like, it wasn't approached like, this is a problem and I don't like how you do this. It was just like, I think it just came off. Leah, my wife thinks I'm an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Marcus thinks that about himself sometimes, too.
I can't be an asshole.
Yeah.
I know that. But I know that going into situations.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something going awry, I do think, oh, maybe it's me. But do I care? Like, that's, I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely, with that, say, I am a kind person.
Yeah.
Like, I will help somebody in need, mm-hmm. anybody. But, yeah, I do. I don't approach, I'm not that, you know, if we're all dogs, I'm not that dog that's wagging his tail running up to meet strangers. That ain't me.
No, not at all. He is not that person at all. I'm going to leave the fifth one for the last one because I think it's so appropriate for us. So I'm actually jumping to number six. Happy couples do everything together.
Hard no. Bullshit. Happy couples actually don't do nothing together. No. Why they happy. Hush your mouth. Why they happy.
No. You know, there are certain things that I just don't want to do with Marcus or need him to be involved in, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Like, yes, on occasion, I would love for Marcus to go with me to see a musical.
But yeah, I do.
And he has. But if Marcus was into musicals, like, hardcore, I don't think I would be attracted to him at all. I don't think I would. And because my own perception of what I want in a guy and how I want him to come off to me, musicals is not the thing. I have friends that I can go to musicals yeah. with. Okay.
Well, I call them.
And I know some women who love to do everything with their husbands, and that is okay. Mm-hmm. But as for,
that don't work for us.
Yeah. As for me, one, because we're both strong personalities, we sometimes do need is, the relief of him having his thing and yeah. me having our
because
thing.
We're different like that.
Yeah,
it's like me, as much as I like to go to car shows, I like to go driving, I like guns, I like to go shooting. Would I like for Angel to come to more stuff like that, or would I like her to tag along every now and then? Yeah, I love her to go to a car show or two with me or go to the gun range. However, do I want that all the time? Absolutely no. not.
Because one thing about me is that I'm not going to change. And there's only yes. going to be, if we go to the gun range, I'm not going to be like,
what's that? Yeah, I'm going to be, shoot that, try this, try that.
I'm going to be low-key paranoid the entire time. I'm going to be,
which I am too,
like, very much so, like, abide yeah. the rules. And if I feel like any rule is even slightly being smudged, I'm going to be having all types of anxiety attacks. So while,
or even not even the rules, what she feel like the rules should be,
what the rules were taught to me as by the band I took classes under, who Marcus does not have respect for. So
I do.
So, okay. Well, anyways, so those are certain things. The same thing. Musicals like, be long. So I want him yeah. to go to some musicals, they almost 3 hour long thing. Eventually he going to be like, yo, listen, I'm hungry.
Why they still singing?
Why are we still here?
Like, I took the boys to a car show in Burbank last year and they had the same reaction I know Angel would have. We got out. There was one main strip and three side strips that you could walk up full of cars. Mm-hmm. We walked down the main strip and I was coming back to go up one of the side streets and they were like, are we leaving yet? Are we about to go? And that would be Angel. She'd be like, all right, we've seen 20 old school cars. How many more cars you want to see? I'm like, but they all different cars, Angel. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Right. Okay, I get it. They're nice cars. Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's like, yeah. And I'm like, this is supposed to be an all day event and you ready to leave after 45 minutes.
So listen, I do really encourage women, because I know this is a lot of times it's more so, I think, women who want to do all the things with their spouse, especially if it's a male spouse. But know that your spouse does not have to be your everything. You still should be allowed, if you're in a healthy relationship, to have friends. And those friends can do certain things with you. Yeah. You don't have to put, that's a lot to put on one person. Yeah. I don't even do everything with my best friend. That is just a whole lot to put on a person.
That was one of our friends told Angel, especially when she was networking at all these events, like dealing with shows and everything. They told her, don't always bring your husband to these events because that's work. You're networking. And for one, you don't, like, I could appreciate that because it's like, yeah, you don't want to burn me out because I already didn't want to be at most of these events. And at the beginning, I was going to most of them because Angel didn't know a lot of people and I knew nobody.
Right.
But being at these events, I was just like, I don't care to have this. I got sick and tired of that nice to meet you conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want to hear anybody. I didn't want to meet anybody else. I'm like, I don't care
what you do. I don't care to tell you what I do.
He wasn't into it.
Yeah, well, just wasn't into it. Now I'm looking at it at a completely different angle. So when I do go to those events, I do know how to be engaged. However, I'm not going to sit there and talk in circles. I still need to work on that, because somebody will sit there and they'll get long with, and then I'm like,
no.
And I've improved. I won't just walk away, but Angel can sense my like how frustrated and annoyed I am. Just like,
I don't want to be here. I'm like, why don't you take a Uber home? Okay, so glad you came. Take a Uber home.
In that conversation, you want a drink? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Anybody want anything? I just go elsewhere. I go sit at the bar and, you know, talk to Harold.
You're so silly. Okay, number 7. Monogamy means dissipating passion or boring sex. They say this is a myth, and I will say that it can be. It doesn't, I mean, it can be a myth, but it can sometimes be real. Mm-hmm. What I will say is there is a blessing in the familiarity mm-hmm. of having someone that I know knows my body, that I don't have to be sucking in. I don't have to feel extremely uncomfortable if all the lights are on. If the sun is out, I can be free to, like, there's not, like, put it like this. There's not going to be any harsh judgment by what happens if we were to try something that we've never tried in the bedroom. Yeah. And it goes wrong. There's not going to be like, dang, girl, you're trash. There is something beautiful about, like, especially, I've had
about a correction. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
Right. There's something, when you've had 4 kids.
Oh, you like, don't like it? No. I was doing something.
I didn't enjoy that. No. Or, yeah, let's try this.
Why'd you make that fight? Because it hurt. Oh, my bad.
But when you've had 4 kids, when you've lived a life, your body has some miles on it. When you're not 27, 24, 22, or whenever you started doing it in, you're just not at, like, I don't want to call them your prime years, but your young, like, rebound years. Mm-hmm. There is something beautiful about the intimacy that is between two people that are married in together. Because for, like, while Marcus doesn't have many hangups at all when it comes to sex, he's confident. He is not over here. Marcus, I don't think, would ever be like, I don't know how I do. He's very confident, and it does
Angel
not have to
me
do.
That early on, like, when we was dating, it's like, have you always been as confident?
Right. It is not because I'm over here tooting his horn. He's just really happy about what he does, to be honest.
I read the room, y'all.
You read the room?
I read the room. I judge off the audience. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
But there is just something beautiful.
Yeah.
About being able to be comfortable in your skin.
Yeah, how, like, great can it be if you're not completely just free in the moment?
Right. If you, like, I can only imagine having to start over again with someone else and having to get comfortable with them knowing this body. Like, like, I would, the amount of time, it would be forever before
I'd be straight.
I was.
No, I'd be all right.
You are so dumb. Like, there would be a long time before I would be completely nude. Like, it would be a long time. And also, it'd be a long time before I felt comfortable with somebody else's body. I would then become very much so a judgmental person. Like, so you just ain't worked out. In forever. Like, there's certain things. There's certain things that I would be like, I don't, y'all, okay, for those of y'all who watch Insecure, there was a character that went by the name of Airport Bay. He was a heavier set man.
Oh, yeah.
Body, you know, he, you know, men be very body positive. It don't matter if they are got a six pack and look like they do CrossFit every day, or if they look like they do Randy's Donuts every day. They are going to be.
For y'all that don't know about Randy's Donuts, they ain't even a sponsor, but I'm going to tell you what, if they were to sponsor us, I would have 12 of them every single podcast.
TSA Bay is his name. Sorry, somebody corrected me. TSA Bay. So men are usually very body positive. Not to say there aren't some men that, you know, don't like their bodies. I, however, would probably be a little bit of a snob and be like, I need you to have it all the way together, even though I don't have it all the way together. But I would feel some type of way about myself, though. I'd be like,
I'd be calling Tim like, he ain't even got his, like, he ain't. Well, you gotta tell him.
I'd be like, don't play that. My God.
Don't sell yourself short.
I'd be like,
trust me.
Dim these lights. Dim these lights. Don't be looking. So I think when it comes to passion or boring sex, there has to be a trust. In order, if you don't want boring sex, you have to trust the person that you are with.
Yeah.
And I feel like
you can't say liven it up and they come in there with jumper cables and two piranhas in a bowl.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know, being able to have boundaries, but being free to do everything you want to in those boundaries, I think is something that can come in marriage. Doesn't always, because let me tell you, sex can become extremely boring.
Yeah.
It can. That's the, I ain't going to even lie and say, oh no, like once you get married, you're hanging from the chandelier. No, it does take communication, but else?
It takes communication. Yeah, right. It takes work.
But that's a lot of times why people cheat, because they're not willing to communicate what they want to do.
Yeah. Rashida, yes, jumper cables. So what you do, you get a car battery.
No. Shut up. Okay, so let's jump to number five before we close it out. Number five that I skipped, I thought was perfect for us. And it says, happy couples don't argue.
This is called.
Is this going to cause an argument?
Yeah.
Because we have always known, not that all of our arguments have been healthy, but we have always known that there is nothing wrong with two opposing or different opinions coming together in a conversation to be worked out.
Because here's the thing. People that, I don't know, they don't believe couples should argue. I hear people all the time, we've never argued in the whole 15 or 20 years we've been together. I'm like, something's wrong. He's arguing with somebody that he thinks is important to him or her.
Mm-hmm.
If you have friends, I know you don't always get along with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all close enough friends where y'all feel like siblings, you're going to have disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're close enough to your spouse, your partner, whoever it may be, there's no way, it's not possible to disagree, to agree on every single thing, even if it's not an argument. And when we say argue, we're not talking about yelling and throwing stuff.
We're
and
talking
all of
about
that.
A healthy
argument. Disagreement.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And this is the thing. He is so important to me is why I argue with him.
That's the other thing.
I am not arguing with everybody because there are some people I don't care what they think. And I don't care if they don't like what I think. But with him, because us having a meeting of the minds is so important to me, because his opinion does matter to me. His opinion does affect my life. It affects our children's life. It affects our future. That, yes, it is important for us to not shy away from us not agreeing on everything.
Yeah, so it's like, if we're going to argue with it, like, that's one thing I never did when I was dating. I never argued. Like, I see my friends, they would be in relationships. It's like, oh, yeah, I see them go through it. I'm like, y'all are dating. Y'all too young. Why are you arguing?
Right.
Like, it's something that, yeah, you ain't going to catch me arguing with no girlfriend. I'm like, nah, you good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like that? Oh, I said this?
Oh, you'd well.
Be all right.
Yeah.
But however, her opinion, what we think about each other or what we're doing is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's like, all right, this is worth me standing my ground on this opinion,
or me stating, hey, I don't think this is a good idea and this is why.
Right.
Well, Marcus, I disagree with you. Well, I disagree with you. Let's work this thing out.
Right, right.
So it's not like we said, it's not like an unhealthy, like, oh, we ain't talking. Have we gotten mad to each other to the point to where we didn't talk, have conversations with each other for a day or two? Yeah, it's happened.
It has happened. That has happened.
Don't go to bed angry. It's like, I sleep better when I go to bed angry.
No, but sometimes arguments do need air. They do need air because if you stay in it, it can become an unhealthy argument.
Yeah, I think anytime we've slept on something that we disagree with, it always gets better, especially a lot quicker, because it's like, let's pull back, remove some of this anger, remove some of this animosity, and it's like, I don't even care.
Right.
About this anymore. I didn't want this to be better. But like, she still ain't talking to me. Let me keep my distance. Then, you know, maybe the end of that day is like, well, you ever gonna talk to me? Well, you wasn't talking to me. Half of you wasn't talking to me.
Yeah. So I really want to try to, I hope this podcast helps just get rid of that myth and don't put that much pressure on yourself and your spouse that you all have to agree on everything.
That's the other thing. If you feel like you have to agree with them, it's going to slowly build up animosity and everything. It's just going to build up pressure bust pipes. And eventually one day it's going to blow.
Yeah.
And once you blow that gasket after not relieving that pressure after all so many years or however long it's been, it might not be able to be recovered.
Yeah. So
that's the third time I've stuttered really bad during this podcast.
That's okay.
I got stuck on one word. I don't even know if y'all caught it. I said, it sounded like a starter went out in the car. Just
listen, I've been saying words all wrong, slurring words. But that is our approach to our marriage and things that we have gone through. We do not.
I grew up listening to my parents argue. That was the best times. Them arguing, and a lot of times my mama would get the upper hand. So hearing my daddy trying to keep up, even they would start laughing.
Right.
Like, we were already laughing.
But listen, we don't consider ourselves marriage experts at all.
By no means. We only speak off experience.
Yes, and that's all we can share is our experience. What we have learned in our own marriage and what we've learned by being friends with married people, whether their marriages have been or continue to be successful, and friends that have decided, you know what, my marriage is no longer working, I'm going to exit stage left. I feel like we have learned a lot, and we have learned how to do us. Mm-hmm. And us might not work for everybody listening, but if you are just looking for a bit of advice, we hope that some of these things helped, and we hope that none of you all are walking around single or married beholden to these myths, because we sometimes put undue pressure on ourselves that puts undue pressure on our marriages.
Let me tell you, for anybody watching, I just want to point out something. I don't know if other men feel like this or if it's just me.
You don't like it?
For Angel to put her arm around me.
You don't like it?
I don't. She knows I don't like it.
Why?
Something about that makes, it might be some insecurity that I haven't tapped into.
Toxic masculinity.
Maybe it is. I'm going to keep his toxicity because I got rid of the other. But when we would be in church, anywhere, if she puts her arm around the back of me, of my chair, it makes me feel like just a punk. Bitch.
You gotta stop equating so many things to feeling like a punk. You are a man, and no one ain't never said nothing more true. But nothing that I do is going to demasculate you.
I don't like how it feels.
Even if I bend you over.
Trust me, somebody better get shot, whether it's me
even
or you.
Even if I bend you over, sir.
See, you got some other people on here. Charmaine, her husband hates it too. I don't know what it is about it. We could be sitting there, unless I'm like sobbing sad or something, like, don't put your arm around the back of me. And she knows I hate it too.
Speaking of Charmaine, happy belated anniversary. Her husband just celebrated their anniversary.
Oh, so I'm not the only one. Okay, we got some husbands out here that hate it. I don't know what it is. It makes me feel like I'm doing this.
And that's, if you're watching, like I am over here giving my husband physical touch. And he's
you hot. All right, it's hot in here.
All right, guys, we're going to close out this podcast. We hope that you all enjoyed it. You can follow me across all social media platforms at That Chick Angel, other than Twitter. You can find find me at That Chick Angel on Twitter, but my actual handle is Angel the Actress. You can find Marcus on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, as well as on Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book. And you can find this podcast, as well as so much other fantastic content, mm-hmm. on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV.
Mm-hmm. I don't need you to speak for me. What you doing?
And I'll keep speaking for him. And you can also find his magnificent, his wonderful, his just lovely beard and body butter at www.manshit.com. That's manshyt.com, as well as on Instagram at getmanshit.com, spelled the exact same way. Again, we just thank you all for being here, either watching or listening. We hope that you rate and review us. We hope that you smash that like button.
Smash it. If edit you... this. Shake it. Smash it. Crunch the like button.
That was just so funny. On Here's the Thing, that's hilarious. Another podcast that I do. And again, a huge shout out to our Tank Punches, our Angel Wings that are watching us right now. You too can be a part of this family for the low low of $5 a month. I have so many other podcasts that you are able to watch live. They recently got to watch a phenomenal episode of my other podcast, Hold On To Your Edges. We had a phenomenal guest that you won't see until it drops. They got to see it live.
Need an applause button.
But yes, we are grateful to you all for coming, and we're especially grateful to our sponsors, Magic Spoon and BetterHelp. That is Better HELP Help. Please check out their websites. Mm-hmm. I'll be putting their links in the show notes, as well as the description of this video. Please check them out by checking out our sponsors and using their services. You are actually helping this podcast we grow.
Absolutely.
And hire staff to help us out. So we thank you guys so much. We will see you all next Wednesday. We're going to be dropping some series here soon, so I'm super excited about that. So enjoy the ride with us.
Absolutely.
You all have a blessed day. Bye.
Y'all have a good one.